KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
It's currently 13 degrees, which is also the low overnight. Good morning, I'm Marissa Hovde, KJAN News. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Carbon was arrested Friday evening. 52-year-old Ricardo Avila was taken into custody at around 5:10 p.m. on a charge of harassment in the second degree. After deputies were called to investigate a report, Avila was threatening harm to another person and that person's animals. Avila was being held in the Adams County Jail on $1,000 bond. Police in Red Oak said Friday that a local man was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a large bond following his arrest Friday afternoon. According to a police report, the bond for 48-year-old Dean Glenn Heideman Jr. was set at $100,000. Heideman Jr. was arrested on a felony warrant a little after 4 p.m. Friday. The warrant was issued after he failed to appear for his pre-trial conference Thursday. Heideman Jr. faces three Class C felony controlled substance violation charges, to which he's pleaded not guilty. The controlled substance violations allegedly occurred late last February and again in March 2012. According to online court records, his jury trial on those charges was set for January 15th. The Page County Sheriff's Office says a Shenandoah man facing three felony charges associated with an incident on December 21st has turned himself in to authorities. 74-year-old Robert Earl Christensen was wanted on a warrant issued by a Page County magistrate after a complaint was filed by the Shenandoah Police Department. The warrant, issued December 27th, charged Christensen with assault with a weapon on a peace officer, eluding, and criminal mischief in the second degree, all of which are Class D felonies. Christensen posted bond and was released pending a court hearing. Slippery roads were apparently to blame for a single-vehicle accident Friday morning in Page County. The Sheriff's Department reports a 1980 Chevy van was traveling south on V Avenue at around 10 a.m. when the vehicle went out of control due to surface road conditions. The van went off the left side of the road near 210th Street and into a ditch before hitting and coming to rest on a barbed wire fence belonging to a Clarinda man. The driver of the van was not identified in the sheriff's report, and it was unclear what the extent of any injuries were, but they were not transported to the hospital. The van sustained $500 damage, while damage to the fence was estimated at $100. So often during accident reports issued by law enforcement, especially those which occur in Pottawatomie County, we note the victim or victims were transported to Jenny Edmondson Hospital in Council Bluffs. According to the Council Bluffs Nonpareil, beginning next week, Jenny, as it's referred to by most local medics, will be referred to as Methodist Jenny Edmondson. The slight name change and a new look becomes effective Tuesday as part of an ongoing rebranding campaign. The Methodist part of the name refers to the hospital's affiliation with Methodist Health System, a relationship that began in 1994. The facility has been a part of the Council Bluffs community since 1886. The rebranding to Methodist Jenny Edmondson, according to the paper, will include new on-campus signage as well as future advertising. A South Central Iowa man was injured during a single-vehicle accident Friday morning on Interstate 80 in Cass County. The Iowa State Patrol says 21-year-old Chase Allen Waters of Pella was checked and treated for injuries at the scene, but did not require transport to the hospital. The patrol says he was wearing his seatbelt. Officials say Waters was traveling westbound on I-80 at around 8:04 a.m. when the 2004 Jeep Wrangler he was driving went out of control just east of the Wyota exit. The SUV entered the median and rolled over, coming to rest in the left lane on the eastbound side of I-80. Waters told the authorities that cruise control was set and on at the time of the accident. Officials have been warning drivers not to engage cruise control on their vehicles when road conditions are not dry. The Audubon County Sheriff's Office says no injuries were reported following a two-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon just south of the Audubon County Airport. Officials say 59-year-old Keith Vogt of Audubon was traveling south on Highway 71 at around 2 p.m. and in the process of turning east onto 215th Street when his 1996 Chevy struck a northbound 2011 Jeep driven by 50-year-old Edward Cooper of Des Moines. Damage from the accident amounted to $5,000. Authorities say Vogt was cited for making an unsafe turn. Snow-covered, slippery roads contributed to a two-vehicle accident Thursday afternoon in Atlantic. The police department reports vehicles driven by Michael Bald and Danny Anderson, both of Atlantic, collided at around 1:25 p.m. at the intersection of 10th Street and Hospital Drive. Officials say Bald was traveling eastbound when he lost control of his vehicle due to the road conditions. The vehicle slid and hit a SWTA bus driven by Anderson, as the bus was traveling west in its normal lane. No injuries were reported. Damage to the SWTA bus amounted to $500, while Bald's vehicle sustained $3,000 damage. No citations were issued. A juvenile bald eagle that had suffered a broken wing and other injuries in south central Nebraska will be released at the DeSoto National Wildlife Refuge that sits in both western Iowa and eastern Nebraska. Raptor Recovery Nebraska's chapter in Omaha expects to free the bird between noon and 1 p.m. today near the visitor center. The refuge straddles the Missouri River north of Omaha, sitting between Blair, Nebraska to the west and Missouri Valley, Iowa to the east. Denise Lewis of Raptor Recovery says the female was found injured in the Grand Island, Nebraska area. Lewis says the broken wing and soft tissue injuries may have resulted from the bird flying into something or being grazed by a vehicle while feeding near a road. An 11-year-old boy plunged through ice and into Clear Lake but was rescued by a 10-year-old friend who inched out and pulled him from the water. Clear Lake police say the boys, whose names weren't released, were walking on the northern Iowa lake Friday when they approached an aerator, which keeps part of the lake from freezing to prevent fish kills. As they neared the open water, the ice gave way and one boy plunged into the lake, though he threw out his arms and managed to stay above water. Police say the other boy slid toward him and managed to pull him back onto the ice. The wet boy wasn't injured, but people on shore took the boys into a warm room and wrapped the cold boy in blankets. In funeral announcements this morning, Helen R. Pig, 90, a longtime Atlantic resident, died Monday, December 24th at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Helen Pig will be held 10:30 a.m. today at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Robert Daniel Rossell, 90, of rural Lewis, died Tuesday, December 25th at his home. Funeral services for Robert Rossell will be held today at 11 a.m. at West Lawn Hillcrest Mortuary in Omaha. Evelyn J. Huffman, 85, of Audubon, died Friday, December 28th at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Evelyn J. Huffman will be held at 1 p.m. Monday, December 31st at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has the arrangements. Eugene Jean Francis Casey, 64, of Griswold, died December 24th at his home in Griswold. A memorial mass for Jean Casey will be held 10:30 a.m., January 5th, at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has the arrangements. Bruno Jr. Sonny Reichert, 80, of Atlantic and formerly of Messina, died December 20th at the Atlantic Nursing and Rehab Center in Atlantic. Celebration of Life services for Sonny Reichert will be held 11 a.m., January 5th, 2013, at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Wilma Rose, 85, of Bayard, died Thursday, December 27th, at the Guthrie County Hospital in Guthrie Center. Private family funeral services are planned for Wilma Rose at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Mary Arrowsmith, 91, of Bayard, died Wednesday, December 26th, at the Guthrie County Hospital. Services for Mary Arrowsmith are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Bayard. Jim Hagen, 87, of Coon Rapids, died Friday, December 28th at the St. Anthony Hospital in Carroll. Services for Jim Hagen are currently pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. That's news this hour. I'm Marissa Hovde reporting. The Skyscan forecast is next.